Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The 1 to 2 hour is brought to you by the Seminole Hard Rock Poker Room at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino.
Let's do it.
Ah, yes, it is a Friday, Leroy. It's Friday.
That's right.
It's a Friday.
You know what that means? Second day of the Masters.
Well, yeah, it is that. You know what it is? It's the eve of UFC 236. Dude, I'm stoked for this card tomorrow night.
Yeah?
I'm stoked.
It's a lit weekend.
It is a lit weekend. Marlins and Phillies in town.
Riamuto's back.
Yep. Riamuto's in town.
Will they boo
NBA playoffs?
If there's people there.
It'd be like a woo, yeah.
I think it'll get a smattering of applause.
Yeah?
The same one Yelich got.
Yeah, a little respectful applause.
Woo!
It's well, look, they scored one game over a three-game series against a team that had one win before they took them on.
It's not looking good, folks.
It's hard times right now, Leroy.
Tough seas ahead.
It's a rough voyage, Robbie. I don't know what to tell you.
Gloom and doom in the forecast.
You know, like, did you hear yesterday? Mattingly's after the game, and he's like, look, I know we're not supposed to be a good offensive club, but we got to be better than this. And I'm just like, oh, no. Like, you know, it's like six games in, Mattingly. Like, already?
Did Mattingly answer the did he respond to that stupid idea of putting the shift on Joey Votto multiple times?
No, I didn't hear anybody ask him about the shift, man.
Here's what's crazy, right? And here's where I have my questions about Donnie Baseball.
Don.
Have you ever heard a coach ever even suggest we're not any good?
It's actually the second time he's done it already.
I know. Usually they'll say, look,
We got
to be better hitting the ball. We just have to do a better job. Like, that's it. We're not supposed to be a good hitting team, but we got to do better than this.
Right.
Like, go in your locker room and say that to your guys. Hey, we know you suck, but you got to be better than this.
Especially this early in the season,
right,
a bunch of young guys. Like, right. I remember Ozzie Guillen did that. They showed that, but he didn't even do that to the media. He kind of did it. They caught him on the reality show saying that.
Right.
He says, look at you guys, everybody in this building, six-pack guys, but you hit 130, which was true. Everybody was in such good shape. He's like, what do you guys care about what your diet is? Go out there and hit. Ozzie Guillen looking very schlubby.
Tell him there's the other side of that, and that's Kung Fu Panda.
Right.
That had his jersey bust off of his body.
Yep.
Where is he now?
I
thought he was back with the Giants, too. I was about to say that.
Really?
I don't know. Harper's in town tonight, though, so we got that to look forward to.
Yeah, he's still in the Giants.
Hey, but check this out. Like, the ballpark contains most balls.
Yep.
But this pitching staff, when they give up home runs.
Well, that was the thing. That's been the thing with Pablo lately. Like, he's been, well, not even lately, all season. Like, that second time through the lineup, he's been getting ripped because you watch him, and that stuff is incredible.
Well, he's gotten screwed twice by Mattingly in out of his three starts. He's gotten screwed twice by Mattingly. The first time, he was pitching well, and he left the runner on base, and he got taken out, and the reliever came in, and that run ended up scoring, getting charged to Pablo. And then yesterday, Votto hit a slow ground ball to the shortstop. Problem is, there's no shortstop there. If there's a shortstop there, he's out of the inning, only giving up one run. Instead, he gives up four, and he doesn't finish the inning. Pounds on the ERA.
It's rough. They got no sticks. I don't know what to tell you. Like, the arms are talented, but they got no offense, and that margin for error is very small for those guys.
I mean, look. And I'm not a big baseball guy. I like watching baseball. I mean, as a kid, I love baseball. And I'm in no position to talk about how somebody manages a team. But you got to find ways to get runs.
Mm-hmm.
And if your team's not going to hit the long ball, then you got to play small ball. And that's what managers and coaches do. You play to the talent you have, and you try to win that way.
Yeah, the Marlins right now, they are last in runs. They are second to last in hits in the National League. Because I'm not putting the American League in there with the DH and all that. Do they have the fewest home runs? They're 12th in home run. Like, they're just the bottom of the barrel, basically, in like all of these categories in the National League.
Here, you can't.
OPS is 13th.
You can't get on Mattingly, and then start spewing out numbers after how many games?
13 games. And we weren't getting Mattingly on the hitting. I was on him on his defensive shifts he had on Joey Votto.
I just think it's a strange thing that he's just like already like kind of thrown in the towel on.
Right. Like
it feels
and
like
the problem is that
no, just it kind
even
of,
Jeter's not like that.
No, Jeter's he thinks that everybody can win at all costs, and with Mattingly it kind of feels like he knows it's the last year of his contract, and it kind of feels like he's like, look, I'm babysitting him for a year, getting a check, and that's it. Like, you know, what's supposed to be the development here? Like, are any of these guys going to take a leap, or are any of these guys going to take the move? Because like even groundskeeper hasn't had a good year so far.
It's 13 games. You got
you can tell.
What, 100 and
162.
Signs, you're right. So here, think about this. Okay, in that Mattingly, I make you Mattingly, right? And I do this to this team year after year after year. Okay, at what point, as a manager, you're like, come on, give me something.
Yeah.
So it's got to be frustrating for him, but.
But he was also in L.A. Like, he was in L.A. where there was a ton of money and he couldn't get it done there either. So.
Well, that's a whole different story.
Yeah.
That's a whole different thing. I'm talking about where he is right now and what has happened to this team over the last 2 or 3 years. I mean, I understand the frustration, but at that position, you kind of are the mouthpiece for everybody in there, and you have to be positive so that the guys in there understand that it's a long haul. And if you're doing this after week three, like, yikes.
Well, speaking of positive coaches, we're going to get to Eric Spoelstra's post-season press conference, which had some fire to it, especially on Dion Waiters. Emphasis on the weight. We'll get to headlines now.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Sucks that we just have baseball now. Just
does
sucks.
It?
Yeah.
Why does it suck?
Because I'd rather be saying, hey, the Heat start their playoff campaign tomorrow. Or, hey, the Panthers start their Stanley Cup run.
Well, you got your Red Sox and your Celtics.
The Red Sox suck. The Celtics I don't care about. The Bruins, on the other hand, God, did they lay an egg last night. That's okay, though. We've got Marlins baseball. And I'm going to mispronounce his name because no matter how many times I say Sandy Alcantara, is that right?
He actually did it pretty good.
Holy crap. He's on the hill for the Marlins tonight.
You can just call him by his nickname.
Yeah, but I like to try though. I like to try.
Get the Sandman going today. Oh, yeah. Jesus.
It's a little early for you to start that.
Is it?
Yeah,
this is where the series turns around here, Beast. Yeah. Got the Sandman on the hill. Effectively wild out there like a young AJ Burnett. Wind it up in your ear hole or it might write down on the side of the paint. Yeah! Big series against the Phillies. You got that Rat Fink Real Muto in town. I didn't like how he forced his way out of here. Yeah! Who are you to be out here crying? Oh, I want to be on a winner. That's not your birthright. Yeah! Just like it wasn't Hulk Hogan's birthright to be WWF champion. Doesn't matter. We got the guy. We got the thing here. Because you know who's coming in as reinforcements? Mean Dean, yeah. Austin Dean coming up from New Orleans. That's my guy Leroy Horde's hometown. We got some bats in the lineup now, yeah. Hitting 375 for the baby cakes. It's all coming together.
I can't take you serious with the name baby cakes.
Wait a minute. Wait, well,
That's their name.
Although they should changed it from the Zephyrs. I couldn't take him seriously when I saw him. I was post-show peeing. And then I saw Macho Man come into the boys' room.
Oh, he was there yesterday?
That's all right.
And
he went through the hallways.
And and get his make sure he was good for camera. And then Macho Man was prancing around the station. And after that, I pretty much gave up on life.
Seems harsh.
Yeah, I know. So we've got a little ball game tonight. Jake Arrieta goes for the Phils. 7:10, your first pitch at Marlins Park. Meanwhile, let's get to the PGA leaderboard, Leroy, if we could. It's brought to you by the fine folks at Miami-Dade County Golf. Miami-Dade, save $5 on your next round using promo code MAJOR. Visit golfmiamidade.com for tee times, and don't forget to use the promo code MAJOR. Ground control to Major Tom. Anyways, save $5 on your next round. GolfMiamiDade.com. What do we got,
boys?
Leroy? Yep.
We have movement.
Ooh.
Oh.
Bryson DeChambeau is now atop by himself.
Yep.
Through seven holes, he is even par, but he's at six under.
USA.
Phil Mickelson.
USA.
Who would be
USA
the oldest major champion ever?
Really?
Older than Jack in 86?
Go lefty.
He's feels like 48, dude.
I don't like him.
Wait. Stop. Robbie, were you born in 86?
I was not born in 86.
Okay. I graduated high school in 86.
I was 10.
Anyway.
Wait, Tobin, were you born in 86?
Yes.
Barely.
October.
Yeah. So, yeah, the Masters would have been in April, so you wouldn't have been born.
You wouldn't have been born yet.
Francisco Molinari, keep an eye on him. He's been playing unbelievable the last few months. Ian Poulter, little bulldog, he's in there. Jason Day, if you saw him yesterday, he could barely walk. Managed to shoot two under. He is now four under through seven holes through his second round.
But he's going to peter out because you keep saying he has a back issue.
If you watched any highlights yesterday, I watched all the golf yesterday. He could barely pick the ball up out of the hole.
Don't you think like by tomorrow – or something like it's going to...
It's hard. You know I have a bad back.
Yes, we are well aware.
And sometimes movement helps. Mobility, moving around, constant movement helps. Sometimes it makes it worse, so I don't ever know. So I saw him yesterday. I'm telling you, he couldn't swing very hard, so he hit a lot of balls straighter, and he just... Like, yeah, he could barely pick the ball up or put the ball down the market or whatever. If you're wondering about some of your other guys, let's see. Ricky Fowler tees off at 2. He's at 2 under. Tiger tees off at 149.
I'm watching Tiger on the driving range right now.
And we got a slight backup by Brooks Koepka, who had the lead last night at 6 under.
Screw Florida State.
He is... minus 4 now, plus 2 for the day. Dustin Johnson also plus 1. So maybe it's
What?
We got a bogey?
What?
Bryson DeChambeau now 7 under. He birdied 8.
Oh, yeah. USA. USA. Yeah. Hercules.
But wait. I guess Jason Day is playing with Bryson DeChambeau because he birdied it 2, and he's now 5 under and tied for second.
We got action.
That's a fieldman, by the way.
All right, we are live from the Seminole Hard Rock Event Center. A little break going on right now. It is day 1A of the 3 million guarantee at the World Poker Tour. Hard Rock.
Does that guy have a tomato shirt on?
What?
Yes. Screaming tomatoes.
Screaming tomatoes?
Yeah.
Emoji tomatoes?
Please tell
He's
me we're
built
gonna,
like a tomato.
So am I. Please tell me we're going to get to the Spo waiter sound. Please.
Yeah, man. I was gonna tease it.
It's so good.
Thank you.
Wait, this is so like good. Beast. Bro, you just how do you?
You're like an O lineman who's like calling out the play call.
I have to.
It's on. Hey, it's on 2. It's on 2.
Wait a minute. It's because I rolled in. Not only did I have a cup of coffee this morning, but I just had a triple shot on the way in.
Mm-hmm.
So I am all hopped up.
What happens the other days?
I don't know. Just my mental issues.
Anyway, we're live here from the Seminole Hard Rock Event Center for the World Poker Showdown. It is day 1A of the $3 million guarantee World Poker Tour.
I got to tell you, there's a lot of folks here. All you need to know is, if you don't want to play in this event, there's several starting flights. If you don't want to play, you still play your regular cash games, bonus high hands, all that's going on in the poker room.
Yep.
But the big boy
The registration.
The $3 million guarantee is in the event center.
Yep, and your registration and re-entries are available until 9 p.m. Tony Burns is going to stop by a little bit later. He'll tell you a little bit more about what's going on there. But, yes, today was the Heat's exit interview day. That included a press conference from Eric Spoelstra, where he has fat-shamed Deion Waiters. We will get to that next. Hey, guys, that's Zaslow, Romberg, and Amber. Wake you up every morning at 5:30 with laughs, hot takes. Also, you can still enter in for the Tool of the Week Hall of Fame. We revealed our fourth entry, our fourth finalist this morning. It was Paul Pierce.
Of course.
He enters the running with Mark Cuban, Robert Kraft, and Jose Canseco. Strong class
wow.
So far this year in consideration for that final spot.
I would have to think Paul Pierce is a runaway winner.
He's got a pretty strong.
I know Cuban's in there. I mean,
very strong.
Hey, look, Cuban, you can defend to this point. It's his team. And everybody wants their team to win. And so you're going to come up with these unreasonable circumstances as to why your team lost. We all do it. We all do it. Right? Okay? Ohio State's telling Miami to get over it.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Oh, they're stupid mantras. What about this hold in the second quarter, bro?
Okay, right.
Let's talk. That's the same as the championship getting ripped away on that play. That's the same.
That's just what we do. Okay, so I can understand, whether you like Mark Cuban or not, understand that when your team loses, you go to that point. But Paul Pierce?
I've never seen a guy get dumped on so hard.
Crazy. And guess what? Here's the other deal. It ought to be a twofer this year. Because you ought to put Paul Pierce and Danny Ainge on the same one. Because it's all for the same.
Yeah.
Look, they all committed the same crime.
What about just the Celtics logo?
No, because you have Ray Allen.
That's fine, and he left. Because you want to know something? They have ousted Ray Allen.
No, I know.
And taken Rondo's side on that.
I know, but still. Hey, you just put a twofer. This year, it's been too close to call. We going Paul Pierce, Danny Ainge, split them. Boom.
Well, if you still want to get on the Tour of the Week Hall of Fame, email morningshow@theticketmiami.com.
I'm not eligible, you bastards.
I'm not giving Beast any nominations because he'd love it too much. And you could also enter at our website, theticketmiami.com, and enter there. And weekly winners are going to get a $50 gift card to Florida Lumber. And the grand prize winner, if your winner's nominee is chosen, $500 off Trex Wood Alternative Decking for Florida Lumber, more than just lumber. The Miami Heat had their exit interviews today where the players are talking to Pat and Spo and getting the rundown of what they think they should do. And I see Bam and Kelly Olynyk, they both spoken to the media. Jay Rich is talking. Hassan and Goran might, if they do, it's going to be a little bit later on in the day, according to reporters there.
Yeah, our boy Matt Wilson on the scene said 5 or 6.
Right, so we'll get to them a little bit because there's stuff regarding both of them. And that's great. But Spoelstra just got done with his press conference. And here are the notes you can take away, Leroy. One, very, very positive about the young guys, especially Justice and especially Bam. Those are the guys. Those are his guys. Like, you can tell if he's going forward, who's he's most excited about. It's Bam and it's Justice.
My name is Frank.
What just happened there?
I had my computer on, I think, getting ready to play the soundbite.
You had a Mike Ryan.
And I had like 12 tabs open for my degeneracy for this Masters. I think that one slipped through.
He did. I can't tell you how many betting websites he has open.
You didn't hear what happened? He was explaining.
I don't know. Are we on the air?
No, you're on. No, I think I had my computer on. I was getting ready to play this Deion Waiters sound.
Yeah, I didn't know if they were talking to each other.
No, he was talking to us.
He was basically, Robbie was betting, and a pop-up came on. That's what was happening.
My bad.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We'll get to the Spoelstra stuff in a second. Just before we get Tony Burns, his schedule got switched up a little bit, so he's going to stop by real quick, and then we'll get to Eric Spoelstra fat-shaming Deion Waiters.
All right.
Which is going to happen. Tony, what's going on, man? How you doing?
What's going on, guys?
Not much.
What we got going on?
What is happening here?
We got a little $3,500 buy-in, no big deal.
Yeah. How many flights? Is there 6 flights?
No, not 6. No,
how many?
Just 2.
2 flights? Is it today and tomorrow?
Tomorrow, that's it.
All right.
It's cranking almost 400.
By the way, happy belated birthday, Tony.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Well, you weren't even in town. Didn't you go out of town?
So my birthday was on the 3rd, and then I flew out on the 4th. Mm-hmm. Went out to Vegas for the Poker Awards. Didn't win.
What?
Really?
There's an investigation going.
I know why you didn't win, because you didn't wear the white suit. If you would have worn the white suit, what?
They would have had no choice. They would have had no choice.
If I'd have brought a chicken, maybe that would have worked, too. It was like my service chicken.
service chicken.
So what's going on right now? We got the $3 million championship guaranteed event.
Got the $3 million with the WPT. We just did our welcome to the players.
And yeah?
Yeah, 40,000 starting chips, hour-long levels. We got dinner at 5:30 for 75 minutes. So everybody, I'm sure, will be popping over to Curro Council Oak, new Hard Rock Cafe.
Yep. Oh, my God. Which is, by the way, like, can they make that cafe any bigger?
Holy smokes.
I ordered a cheeseburger one time, and I could just go ahead and make a couple of pulls right there, because there's like 1,000 slot machines, tables, everything back there where the old poker room used to be is still going.
Mm-hmm.
So all that's going to be indoors.
So, yeah, the new poker room won't be like that old Seminole Paradise where everything was open.
Right.
Right.
So everything's going to be, from my understanding, undercover. So be for the regulars right by the Lucky Street Garage. And yeah. I was over there the other day. It's coming along. It's beautiful inside.
Oh, it's crazy. Like, that entire – like, listen, we've been at our radio station. We've been allegedly going to be moving into a new building for, like, 4 years now. You guys almost built a guitar.
No, we say it all the time.
Like, it's crazy. In that same time frame. It's been wild. Like, just the fact that this thing got put together, the entire event center, which was beautiful in its own right. But, like, walk down there. We say this every time. If you walk towards the other side of the hotel, it's like it's a new world opens up every single time.
Yeah,
it's wild.
I was driving in this morning, and I saw a guy about maybe 20 stories up. He was on the outside, like where it kind of curves out. I was like, man, just when you think your job's tough, and that guy's up there on the glass.
Like nothing.
There. No, like,
right.
Yeah, like it's nobody's business. He's out there working hard.
That's so wild. Yeah, like being out there on the glass, making sure it all goes right. I'd be also like just terrified that the glass is going to drop from those things. Like,
I mean,
who signs up for that?
Man, they get paid handsomely.
Yeah.
Risk. I mean, you don't look. Say what you want about guys building those skyscrapers and those big buildings and hotels and stuff. You very rarely hear of an incident.
Yeah.
Very rarely.
So Tony, what do we want to get the word out for these for anybody interested for this weekend?
So still a lot of events going on. The event runs through April 16th. You know, price points are still out there at 3:00 today if you're in the neighborhood. 10 seats guaranteed into the championship. You can play tomorrow starting at 11:00. So still time to get in this thing.
Awesome,
man, you're
man.
Still doing like I tell people, go to the website because they have satellites all the time. That's see, I try to tell them early. Got another one coming up in May.
Got the May Deep Stack series.
Go to the website. If you look on the May calendar, you're probably gonna find a couple of satellites. You can get in for a couple of $100, $100. They do it all the time.
Year round. Poker doesn't stop.
This is kind of quick though. Usually you give us a little, a month and a half, breathe.
Well, the main deep stack is inside the poker room.
Okay.
So we'll have a little breather over here for the event center until August.
Okay.
Pretty awesome. Tony, thanks for stopping by, man. Much appreciated.
Always a pleasure.
Yep. Well, we'll take a quick break. We'll get to Eric Spolstra, and then we'll get to Robbie's Magnificent Seven on the other side as well after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. We are live from the Seminole Hard Rock Event Center for the Poker Showdown. Thanks to Tony Burns for stopping by.
Yeah.
He was going to come by on a little bit later, but he has a meeting schedule switch up. So,
that dude is
rolling here.
He's always busy. He's always out of town. I tried to get a hold of him. He's like, yeah, I'll come see you. I'm in Vegas. I'm like, really?
So, before Tony hopped on, we were going to get to this Eric Spolstra sound. So,
basically, we're not getting the Spolstra song. We're getting the Fat Shaming song. Sound.
Well, it's Eric Spolstra talking about the fat.
Okay.
So he was very positive with the young guys, but as far as the vets are concerned, you know, with the Dion thing, it was mentioned. It's been a thing all year talking about Dion Waiters' weight. And so here was Eric Spolstra when asked about what he wants from Dion Waiters going into next season, and this is what the head coach of the Miami Heat had to say.
He knows. I know. Pat knows. He just simply has to get there. And that's it. This is a really important summer for Dion Waiters. He's healthy now. He feels good. He has to work. And that's it. This is the next 5 months, he has to put in a body of work that changes his physique and gets him down to that optimal weight and body fat, which he was not at the end of the year. If he's there the first day of training camp, he'll have the role and impact that he's looking for. If he's not, Pat and I are on the same page about this, he won't. And that's it. Because he can move the needle in this game when he's physically right and he's in world-class shape. And that'll be the focus, this summer.
All right, so there's the coach. Deionis getting to better shape.
100% agree.
I do too.
He didn't – He did throw the caveat in there. He was hurt. But I do think that they felt he could have did more.
Wait a minute. He didn't – it wasn't really a caveat. He just kind of said, we know he was hurt, but he's healthy now.
Now.
Yeah, he's healthy now. That's why
right.
The summer's
right. So, like, right, that's like, why so, I said – so he didn't no really more. Fat – he really – look, he really didn't fat shame him, but he put him on notice as to, look, we –
Don't be using training camp to get in shape. Come in shape.
We bought your BS about your injury. We get it. It was a tough injury. You fought back. And whatever. We'll take that. There are no excuses now. Mm-hmm. So basically what they did was to say, hey, you want to be the guy? You want to be the guy.
Hey, Leroy.
Then you come to camp as the guy.
Leroy.
Don't come and try. Don't put the work in. And then think we're just going to give it to you.
You've been, Leroy,
which is fine.
Leroy, you've been through these weigh-ins at the beginning of camp and all that other stuff.
Uh-huh.
How far off do you think he is?
15 pounds.
That's it?
That's it. That's
but,
it.
But what about, like, body
fat? You have to understand. No. Look.
It's just him committing
to it,
man.
One thing here. When Deion first got here, okay, and he was taking all them naked photos mm-hmm. with the bear. He enjoyed the results of the work he was putting in.
That he
yes,
got that
but
big ass
he was
bed.
Also he was also a guy who was on the fringes of the league. Like this was
right.
This was kind of last stop on.
No, well, not
was.
The fringes, but he didn't want to be that guy that's gonna play 5 to 10 years at $3 or $4 million a year.
Either way, man, like this is a guy. You know, at that point, you are at a real crossroads of what your NBA career is going
sure.
to be.
And you got
And so, that I mean, if we're going to look at the poster child for fat cat syndrome, he's it. Because you look at the – it feels like, and I think that he feel like this too, he got the contract and then, you know, immediately blew up.
Like, no, he had surgery and then he blew up. Like, again, you're talking about a 9, 10-month, 11-month recovery. I get it. It doesn't help my argument with him kind of Fortnite-ing his way through his rehab.
Well, it's not only that. It's just I'm sure as the season got healthier, maybe they were seeing behavior of his diet even in the year where he's not getting
it. It could be. I'm like I said, I 100% agree with what they said in that they basically said, here. Deion, here's how you want us to treat you. You want to be the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's on you. It's not on us. It's on you to put in the work to come and show us that you want to be the guy. And that's fair on their part. Now, guess what? If Deion comes into camp fat, it's on him. And he has to shut up and eat it. That's how that works. That's basically what Spoelstra has said. It's a look. You want to be the guy? We want you to be the guy. And that's the thing that I think can't go unnoticed is that the Heat want him to be the guy he wants to be. But they're not going to do the majority of the pushing.
Well,
you got to do it.
I think for him, too, I mean, he has to kind of take the temperature of what this team is doing from a standpoint of, look, if you can see what they're doing with Goran and mm-hmm. wanting to push to Justice, if you can see what they're doing with Hassan – and wanted to push to Bam, it can get replaced very, very quickly. They're not sweating the whole what your contract is. And so,
I know, but guess what? On this team, now that D-Wade's gone, he's the only guy that can do that.
To a degree. But see, the thing that – and Spoelstra pointed this out. We didn't have that cut, but he's like, look, we know that he's a good shooter. He's one of the better shooters in the league. That's half of his powers. Like, he's supposed to be a guy who can get to the rim. and he wasn't in shape to do that this
right.
year.
There you go. So look, they've already shown you, and see, that's Spoelstra. He's smart. Mm-hmm. Because here's what he did. He's like, yeah, you can get buckets, but the other part of that we paid the money for is you going to the rim whenever you want to. And you notice, the better shape he got into, the more he did it.
100%. All right, Robbie. You ready to Magnificent Seven this thing up, man?
Let's do it.
I believe you may have some golf action against
you. Yeah, I got some time-sensitive bets.
It is the Magnificent Seven. RTD, Robbie the Degenerate. He gives us his best seven plays
of
the week.
National treasure.
A lot of fascinating stuff also going with Eric Spoelstra's press conference that we'll get back into later on in the show. But for right now, this is Robbie's time to shine. What do you got, my friend?
All right, so let's start off. I got to get this bet in real quick. It's a couple time-sensitive bets out there. So Brooks Koepka and Jordan Spieth, they are being paired together. They're working their way through the ninth hole. So there's a live hole bet out for the 10th hole that's going to be out there.
Jesus.
Yes, a live hole bet. We can all watch this action together. The favorite the favorite is that they both tie the hole, but Brooks Koepka pays out at plus 200. Jordan Spieth plays out at plus 210. Now, yesterday in the 10th hole, this is where Koepka started off his hot streak. This is where he birdied five of the next six holes. Starting in the 10th hole, Spieth parred the 10th hole yesterday. Koepka birdied it. So we're going to place a little bet here on Brooks Koepka at plus 200 to beat Jordan Spieth just in the 10th hole.
Wow. All right.
I know Brooks Koepka, he hasn't been playing well today, but this is where he gets hot.
All right. Number two, Robbie.
All right. Tiger Woods versus Jon Rahm for today. They tee off in about 9 minutes. So you got to get this bet in there quickly.
Jeez, Robbie.
What? It's a Masters action. It's beautiful during the show.
Why does the whole show have to, like, bend around your bets?
Who doesn't bet the Masters while it's on? I mean, come on. But anyways, Jon Rahm is known for his wild emotional swings, Leroy. Like, there's an article about him. People keep asking about his emotions. He's getting frustrated with how many times people ask about it. Tiger, on the other hand, he is calm, cool, and collected as it gets. Rahm got the better of him yesterday, and Tiger Woods, he's still seeking revenge for that Ryder Cup victory that Jon Rahm had over him. And I'm not going to lie to you guys, I'm kind of betting a little bit with the heart. I really want to see Tiger win. Yeah, take too, Tiger man. Over Jon Rahm. They tee off in 9 hours. I mean, 9 hours, 9 minutes. Get that bet in while you can. Go Tiger.
Number three.
All right. Marlins, Phillies tonight. Phillies throwing Jake Arrieta. Marlins throwing Sandy Alcantara. The Phillies are giving a run and a half in this bet. Now, you guys already know this, but the Marlins, they're really bad, guys. Yeah. They are so bad. They are going to be challenging the 1899 Cleveland Spiders, which, if you don't know, they lost 134 games back in 1899. The Phillies' money line is minus 160, but that doesn't pay as well as giving the run and a half. The Marlins only scored one run in their three-game set at Cincinnati, which is a very hitter-friendly ballpark. They're back in Marlins Park. The Phillies might only need two runs to cover this spread, and unfortunately, take the Phillies, give the run and a half. I hate doing it, but money's money.
Couldn't even hit a strong fly ball in Cincinnati. It was ridiculous.
And it's those Cincinnati home runs that they were hitting were super cheap, and the Marlins couldn't even get one of those out there.
All right, number four, Rob.
All right, same game. The total of 8.5 runs, which I'm throwing two catfish at because it's gone up from 8 runs. Now, this is what we know for a fact. The Marlins are going to score 0 runs. That's going to happen. I'm sorry, but that's going to happen. The question is whether the Phillies score 9 runs. Alcantara, his first start at home, was really good. Now, his last start, he was effectively wild, but he still only gave up 2 runs. That was through 4 innings. The Phillies are playing in a big ballpark, something they're not as accustomed to playing in their home ballpark. They don't do as well as Marlins Park as they do in Philadelphia. So 9 runs, kind of hard to see coming from the Phillies. Maybe they get 5, maybe they get 6. Worst case scenario, I think Alcantara gives up 2 or 3, and the bullpen gives up another 2 or 3. Still doesn't add up to 9 runs. Take the under. Yeah, in this game.
You got to figure that Chen's still in recovery mode. There's no way.
Yeah, there's no way he's going to be thrown out there yet. And even still, home Chen is way better than road Chen.
Number five, Robbie.
All right, Orioles and Red Sox, the total of 10 runs. Now, gentlemen, this is what we call parallel overtrains going at each other. The Red Sox, beast, you know, they're the overtrain of all overtrains.
Yeah.
The over has gone 9-3-1 for the Red Sox this season. Their ERA is off the charts. The Orioles, on the flip side, they have overed 7 games in a row. And in fact, three of their last five games, they have given up double-digit runs, but just by themselves. 10 runs, that's nothing. That's a walk in the park. Take the over in this game.
Number six, Robbie.
All right. A little bit of a futures bet here. This one will take a while to cash in. You got the Golden State Warriors versus the field to win the NBA championship. The Warriors are the favorite at minus 225. The field pays off at plus 190. Now, you guys remember the last year of the Big Three, how LeBron was leaving.
Yep.
You know, and their articles came out after the fact that they were kind of over themselves and
they just didn't
want to see each other anymore.
Not having fun anymore.
Yeah.
We call that the excuse machine.
Well, there's kind of, I see some similarities to that team with this Golden State Warriors team. You got Kevin Durant leaving. With the Big Three, had LeBron leaving. Players over each other. There's starting to be some wine and cheese crowds over at Oracle, kind of like there was at the end of the Big Three
at that time.
Clay Thompson
called them out.
Yes,
this year.
Called them out in the middle of the season. And the Warriors have to go through a tough road. You probably have to go up against the Rockets in the semifinals.
Yep.
You got either Denver, Oklahoma City, or Portland in the conference finals. They're not going to have home court against either the Bucks or the Raptors. So they're not going to have home court in the finals. So I think this is the year where it crumbles. I am taking the field at plus 190.
Wow.
The Warriors will not win the championship this year.
Bold, Robbie. I love it. Yeah, because you know what? I've been looking at these playoff matches. I was like, man, what am I excited about going into this postseason? Mostly, I mean, there's obviously going to be somebody new out of the East because LeBron's not there anymore. But on the West side, like, I'm like, is anybody going to take them down? Anyway, number seven, Robbie.
All right, this one's a doozy. So the first round of the NBA playoffs, it's kind of predictable, right? So why not take advantage of the predictability? But you don't want to bet the Warriors to win the series against the Clippers because that's minus 15,000. In other words, you got to bet 15,000 to make $100. So here's what we did. We got a parlay here, a six-team series parlay. Now, you got the 76ers. Any doubt that they're going to get past the Brooklyn Nets? No. They're minus.
I mean, Joel Embiid's not healthy.
For the first game.
Okay. Oh, so it only has to be for the game, not the series?
No, for the entire series, yeah. But Joel Embiid is probably not playing for the first game. He'll probably be back for game two.
All right, I'll bite. Let's just go on with it.
The 76ers are favored at minus 700. All right, you got the Toronto Raptors. Any doubt that they're going to get past the Magic?
No.
They're at minus 1,200. The Warriors, that's a layup. The Celtics, minus 525. Any doubt that the Pacers are going to challenge them without Oladipo?
No.
Probably not. The Bucks, minus 10,000 over the Detroit Pistons. They're going to get to the Pistons. Let's be real. Even the Blake Griffin, very, very questionable in that series.
Yep.
And the Rockets against the Jazz. There may be a little bit doubt, but they're at minus 300. But let's be real. Rockets are getting past the Jazz, you would think, right?
All right.
They have home court. Okay, you parlay those series together, and it pays out at even money, minus 100. You bet 100, you win 100. All six favorites win the series.
Oh, jeez.
Robbie,
holy crap.
You have reached
what?
The lowest
low. You are going
you
full.
Are now.
He's just looking for something.
You are now shaking cups on 440.
You've gotten full Captain Curtis.
All these teams have to win their series for this bet to hit. I did leave Portland and Oklahoma City out of there. That's a little bit tricky.
It's a toss-up.
Yeah, and I could have put Denver in there, but I still don't trust Denver quite yet to put him in there. So I left them out of their series in San Antonio. The six favorites, all of them win their first-round series. NBA is predictable it gets, and you get a much better payout than betting them individually. Take the parlay.
I agree with the Denver thing because I think Malone has a little bit too much respect for Greg Popovich. So I feel like it's almost like a Waterboy syndrome where he looks across and like he gets intimidated by the visualization, Robbie.
Yes.
He sees Popovich and he gets scared. Like, I can't outwit him. He's too smart.
So,
mid-range jumpers, what is this?
Boys.
Beautiful Magnificent Seven.
It was amazing. I have a mission for you during the break.
Okay. My mission is about to take down this burger.
Yeah, well, while you're doing that, the latest Star Wars trailer is out.
Oh.
Star Wars: The Rise of Skywalker.
Why would I even want to watch it? It's just spoilers but galore.
And at the end is a laugh. And it's amazing.
Is it Boban?
It's better than Boban.
I don't even know if I want to see it.
It's so amazing. It'll give you chills.
Hey.
It's on our Facebook page.
Why are you going creepy voice?
Hey, making me weird, man.
Because it's so good. So good.
All right. We'll get. So good. All right. Enough. Minus one.
So good. Minus one.
Minus one.
Just for being creepy.
Back after this.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.